Sierra had come to live with us.
A teen made herself at home.
How much were you paying her?
I was paying her whatever I could at the time.
But soon wore out her welcome.
Did you pay her rent?
No, Your Honor.
Did you pay her for gas, electric, cable?
No, Your Honor.
You don't get something for nothing.
We agreed that I would work it off by cleaning for her. And I must state, she paid her cleaning lady $100 an hour.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Susan Erickson is suing her friend, Asia Fickbaum, and her daughter, 18-year-old Sierra Fickbaum, for an unpaid car loan, a cell phone, and the cost of graduation pictures.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 398 on the calendar in the matter of Erickson versus Fickbaum.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Erickson, this young lady, I assume, was a friend of your daughter's. Is that right?
That's correct.
And at some point, her mother, who couldn't keep her in her apartment and her accommodations, allowed her, when she was 17, to move in with you.
Yes.
And it is your claim that this young lady and or her mother owe you some money.
Correct.
When did you turn 18?
December 19th.
Of 2009.
Yes.
One of the things she owes you for, according to you, is a car.
Yes.
You want to tell me about that?
Okay. Sierra had come to live with us, and she had been borrowing my vehicle and my daughter's vehicle. My husband had brought home a Honda, a little junker beater car that he paid $500 for, and we thought that would be sufficient for her to get herself around, but it broke down occasionally, and she didn't like it. So her mother and her went out looking for cars, and they found this 1999 Nissan Altima. They came to me, they told me how much the car would cost, and I wrote them a check in agreement.
How much?
The check was for $3,500.
Did you buy a 1999 Nissan Altima?
Yeah, and I didn't ask. Susan offered to help me get a car to get to and from work because she didn't like that I was using her vehicle.
She was not paying for your car. She doesn't know you would think. She was giving you room, board,
yeah, which
gas,
I'm very
electric,
grateful.
Everything else. There would be absolutely no reason for her to buy you a car. Were you working at the time you got this car?
Yes, I was. I was working.
That's right. So you were going to pay her for the car. And how much were you going to pay her every month for the car?
She said to pay her whatever I could afford at the time.
How much were you paying her?
I was paying her whatever I could at the time.
Give me an example.
I believe one time I gave her like $50 and another time I gave her like $40, but then I lost my job and we agreed that I would work it off by cleaning for her. And I must state, she paid her cleaning lady $100 an hour.
You know something? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Nobody pays their cleaning person $100 an hour.
Well, that's what
Nobody.
Susan had said,
Nobody.
She paid her cleaning lady.
I guarantee you, she never said it. You may have made that up in your brain.
No, I didn't. I heard her say that she paid her cleaning lady $100 an hour.
Okay, good. So you paid her $50, you paid her $40, and then you stopped paying her any money?
Yeah, because we agreed that
right.
I would clean for her.
I'm not entertaining your counterclaim for your cleaning fees. You want $5,000 return vehicle, a vehicle plus impound that you paid $90 for?
Yeah, but I've also cleaned for her. That's the thing.
Your counterclaim's dismissed for the return or value of the car. How long did you use the car?
I had it for about 9 months.
You had it for 9 months and gave her in cash.
But I was cleaning
$90.
For her, Your Honor.
Okay, good. Very good. Did you pay your rent?
No. She never asked me for rent.
I didn't ask you what she asked you for. I said, did you pay her rent?
No, I was a minor at the time.
Just a second. Did you pay her rent?
No, Your Honor.
Did your mother pay her rent?
No, Your Honor.
Did you pay her for food?
No, Your Honor.
Did you pay her for gas, electric, cable, internet access, anything?
No, Your Honor.
You should have been cleaning at least to cover your expenses. Not for the car. To cover your expenses, if you were cleaning at all. Now, who are you?
Her boyfriend, Your Honor.
Great. So, counterclaims dismissed for the return of the value, $5,000 for the car. That's an easy. Now,
I have more things too.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
You took back the car for some reason. And with whom is it an impound?
It's an impound with Rapid Towing. The reason
I took
the vehicle back.
Just a second.
Okay.
Who owns Rapid Towing?
As of last Friday, I do.
Yeah, well, then you go get the car. That part of your claim is dismissed.
I already have the car. I took the car back from Asia because she sold the title And so there
was a
title.
She can't sell the title. You mean she pawned the
title? She pawned the title.
Pawned the title. With whom?
Wisconsin Title. They called my house and asked me for her. And because they were
coming. Do you have possession of the car?
It's in the possession of Rapid Towing.
That's your company. Listen to me very carefully. You're not getting any money. Zero. For the car. You figure out who owns the car. You figure out how much of a loan she took. Come back and show me.
I have a piece of paper that's signed by Sierra that said she will take $250.
Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. Take that piece of paper that you have with a yellow border and you can throw it in the trash. You have possession of the car. You figure it out. Now, let's move on to what else you think she owes you for.
So the payment agreement form doesn't matter either, then?
No, you have possession of the car.
Okay.
You took it back.
It's worth $3,200.
Go sell it.
Okay.
Now, move on.
And then how do I get the title back in my name?
I don't know. I don't give advice. Go ask somebody who closed on your business, Rapid Towing. Next, what does she owe you for?
She owes me for a couple telephones, and she owes me for getting her senior photographs taken. When she came to live with me, she was paying a couple $100 a month for her phone plan. In lieu of her paying that much for her phone plan to hopefully that she could pay me for the car, she wanted this phone, so I bought the phone for her, put her on my T-Mobile plan because it was cost effective.
She was 17. She's a minor. Keep going.
Okay. Also, she was a senior in high school, and she wanted to get her senior pictures taken. I had offered to bring her with Jessica. She told me at the time, both her and her mother told me that there would be some compensation from the tribe that they're members of because there's funding for those kind of things. I have a receipt from the photographs.
Who has the photographs?
Sierra.
You have the photographs?
Yes.
Why don't you pay for them?
She offered to buy them for me. I didn't want them. I was like, I don't need the senior pictures. She's like, you're a senior, you know, I want you to have the full experience of being a senior and getting senior pictures. And I was like, okay, she made the appointment. I didn't make the appointment. She made the appointment to go get them done for me. And I was like, no, I don't need them. And I was like, and maybe I can get something from the tribe, but I'm not 100% sure.
How much were the pictures?
$950.
$950? The senior pictures?
Yes.
And this is from somebody who you didn't get money for the car for?
I didn't know the price of the bill. I brought my daughter there. The whole bill was $2,500.
You want $100 for senior pictures. That's reasonable. You pay $900 for pictures. You don't know. She's a kid. You're supposed to know before you obligate somebody who can't put food on the table.
I just was grateful to get anything for
what?
Them. I would be grateful to get anything for them.
Good.
I simply brought the bill from what I paid.
Good. Senior pictures. $100.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm sort of unclear as to everybody's motivation. I assume it was a pure motivation for taking her in and helping her. I assume that.
And later today,
I filed the insurance claim. They issued a check, and Janelle refused to sign the check.
She's not signing it because she says that you're committing insurance fraud.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Susan Erickson says her friend's daughter, Sierra Fickbaum, owes for a car loan, a cell phone, and graduation pictures. Sierra's countersuing for the return of a Nissan Altima and impound fees.
Now, what else?
Well, there's clarification. We never discussed anything about Sierra cleaning for any set amount of money.
I dismissed her counterclaim.
Okay.
She should clean your house. Not your whole house, but she should participate in cleaning your house. She lived there rent-free. You took her in. That's what she should do. Doesn't cover the car.
I did her taxes because she was going to give me the money to pay back some of the money towards me. I did her taxes. She agreed that she would give me the money that her tax return accumulated. It was $160. I did not see that.
And I only received $70 from you, Susan.
Just a second. You received $70
from her? Yeah, she did my taxes for me, and she told me that I only got $70 back in taxes, and that's what she gave me was $70.
I told her she was going to get $130 back from federal and that she would get something back from state. I had the $130 transferred into my bank account because it's faster to get it to my bank account. I told her when it came that I would reimburse her it. And I gave her the $130 for her taxes.
When?
I actually paid her
what
in
year?
2009. And I paid her all the money.
So that was for money she earned when she was 17?
That was for money she earned that she was 17. I paid her for it immediately upon doing the taxes.
Whatever. She's going to pay you $100 for her senior pictures. You don't get something for nothing. Now you're not 17 anymore.
Yes.
Now you have to be responsible. And I don't know what your thing is. I don't know why you took her. I mean, I'm sort of unclear as to everybody's motivation. I assume it was a pure motivation for taking her in and helping her. I assume that. But you can't turn that around at this point and say to her, now I have your property, you have nothing, and I want the money for the car, because I don't know whether or not and to whom you took out a title loan. By the way, did you take out a title loan?
I didn't, Your Honor.
Who did?
My mom.
For what?
I'm not sure, Your Honor.
For what?
It was just small personal debts that I had, Your Honor.
Well, was it your car? And who did you take out the loan from?
Wisconsin Auto Title Loans.
How much?
$300.
Oh. Pay them off, get the title back, $300. Right?
I guess.
Then you have the car,
mm-hmm.
and you can sell it. Great. Thank you. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
I took her in. She had nowhere to live, and I agreed to let her come and live in my house.
We have no comment.
When I grew up, there was no one there to help me.
We have no comment.
Probably, I don't know that I'd help anybody out anymore, because my faith in with the way things go just are different.
We have no comment. Thanks.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dawson versus Castroholm. Step forward, please.
Hairstylist Devorah Dawson is suing salon owner Janelle Castroholm for the value of supplies stolen from her station.
Miss Dawson, you rented a booth from the defendant in a beauty salon. When did you rent the booth from her?
Well, I sold the salon to her at the beginning of 2007. And
when did you rent the booth?
We went into a booth rental agreement January of that same year. It started the day that I sold the salon.
So this is your complaint. Your complaint alleges that there was a burglary in the salon. Property of yours was taken during the course of the burglary. And you believe that the defendant is responsible for the items that were stolen from your booth?
I believe that, yes, I do. And
well, she's not.
Well, I sold the salon to her, and I was additional insured on the policy. Until she had paid off the entirety of the loan, I had to remain on the insurance policy.
So
I filed the insurance claim. They accepted the claim. There was an issue with one of the pieces of equipment, so they deducted that from the claim. They settled for $5,800 and something, issued a check, and Janelle refused to sign the check. So my issue is that they did accept the claim. There was property stolen. Her and I are both on the same insurance check or the insurance policy, but I can't cash it without her signing it.
You have the check?
They issued it to Janelle.
She had to sign it.
Correct.
And she's not signing it because she says that you're committing insurance fraud.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Let them issue you a check in your name only so that she doesn't have to be complicit in what is probably a case of insurance fraud that I'm not having anything to do with.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Hairstylist Devorah Dawson says salon owner Janelle Castroholm owes for the value of supplies stolen from her station. Janelle says Devorah is pulling a scam.
Now, Ms. Dawson, she says that there was a $5,000 deductible on that policy, something that you don't seem to object to, that there was a $5,000 deductible on the policy, and that there is no way that you had, in addition to the $5,000 deductible, an additional $5,000 worth of merchandise stolen. So she is not going to sign that check because she says signing that check would be tantamount to committing insurance fraud, and she's not going to do it.
The issue with the insurance is twofold. When we went into our agreement, there was a $1,000 deductible on the policy. Janelle changed that during the interim of agreement.
That's what it is. Let's start out with Ms. Dawson. She is not responsible for your loss if there was a crime committed in the salon. You were a renter at that point, could have had your own rental insurance, but she's not responsible for somebody committing a crime that was perpetrated against you. So the only issue is somebody, a court, going to compel her to sign a check when she believes that the underlying information contained in your claim is fraudulent, and therefore by signing the check, she is attesting to the fact that your claim is valid.
The claim is valid. Items were stolen from the salon. My items were stolen from the salon.
Yes.
Janelle knows that my items
were
stolen from the salon.
Just a second. She doesn't deny that there were items of yours stolen from the salon, Ms. Dawson. What she says is, in her answer, the items that were stolen were not over $5,000, and there was a $5,000 deductible on your policy.
I have an itemization of everything. I have all of it right here. I have a copy.
Do you have a police report?
You know, I didn't have enough time to bring it. Janelle had
it. No, just fine. Does that itemize what Ms. Dawson says was missing?
Yes, and in there, there's false. There, it's false as well. She says there was 3,000.
Just a sec. Well, I'd like to see it anyway. It says that the police interviewed you, Ms. Dawson, and at the time you told the police that a Dell laptop computer valued at $1,700 and hair extensions valued at $3,000 were taken from your workstation inside the salon. That's $4,700.
And if you ask me right now how much everything in my purse was,
I didn't have all my invoices. Listen to me very carefully. That's what you told the police immediately after this burglary of the salon. That a Dell laptop computer.
That's right.
Which is sort of interesting to leave in a salon anyway. And hair extensions, which I can absolutely understand you leaving in a salon, were $3,000. But both of those things don't meet the deductible.
I wasn't aware that the deductible was $5,000
to begin
with.
But now you know it is.
Well, at that time, if Janelle had given me the opportunity when she changed it from $1,000 to $5,000, I could, and I have, acquired my own insurance with a $500 deductible.
You could have. You could have.
She is still in no way responsible for your loss.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're talking to the wrong person. Convince the insurance company to issue you a check in your own name. And we don't have any problem. But I'm not compelling her to sign something when there is
finally
evidence that you're committing insurance fraud. That's ridiculous.
Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Ms. Dawson, listen to me. If immediately after this burglary, you told the police, this is an itemized list of what was stolen from me, and it amounts to $9,000.
I didn't give them
just a second. Listen to me very carefully. We might even go further. I am not compelling her to sign a check to you when she believes there is insurance fraud. And in addition to her believing there's insurance fraud, the police report immediately after the incident suggests that you did not have more than $4,700 worth of merchandise taken. Now, if subsequently you were able to convince some insurance adjuster that you had $9,000 worth of merchandise, good. Let them issue you a check in your name only so that she doesn't have to be complicit in what is probably a case of insurance fraud that I'm not having anything to do with.
Thank you.
Ms. Dawson, you're talking to the wrong person. Convince the insurance company to issue you a check in your own name. And we don't have any problem. She's not involved. Courts are not involved. But I'm not compelling her to sign something when there is evidence that you're committing insurance fraud. That's ridiculous.
Thank you very much.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm really excited. Like, finally, someone is seeing her for what she is.
As far as insurance fraud, Janelle is entitled to believe whatever she wants.
She is. She's trying to commit insurance fraud.
Everybody that comes into contact with Janelle has a horrible experience, including me.
Part of her insurance claim, like $4,000 worth of it, was equipment that we saw her use up until October of 2009 when she left the salon.
That's just another horrible experience for me.
We don't get along, and that's fine.
She asked me to leave, and I left happily.
She says everyone that comes in contact with me has a horrible experience, and I've experienced the same thing.
We can't settle anything. We're in litigation. She owes me $30,000 for the salon that she bought for me.
I know that the salon meant a lot to her. It really did, and I get that.
I would like to get paid my money. I would like to get paid for the items that were stolen. I want her to pay me from the salon, and I want to be done with the whole thing.
I'm really happy that Judge Judy, someone finally saw through. too. And it, you know, it is. It's insurance fraud, and it wasn't right. So I'm very happy.
Well, I'm glad the whole thing's over today.